I gave a listen to a couple of Melissa Rivers' group texts, easy for me to say. And it's like we all get to eavesdrop on what you and your friends are talking about or texting about. And I kind of like the casualness of it.
Thank you. I love doing it. Again, you hit it on the head, which is, you know, my friends and I do text about other things than plans and complaining, which is normally what people do text about.
Right.
But it's really about whatever I'm interested in. It's whatever we are sort of talking about as a group. So it's been everything from conspiracy theories to mental health to the occasional celebrity to bias in the media to fashion.
So let me bring up one that you did fairly recently, because it'll probably be, you know, fresh in your mind. You had Hartley Pasternak on. And Hartley was saying that he's a lesser person for shows that he's watched during quarantine.
Yes.
I thought that
I've known Hartley forever, and he is wonderful and brilliant. We have all, you know, and when I say we, I mean all of us, have been watching so much TV that a lot of crap does seep in.
So what have you gotten hooked on, or what have you watched during the quarantine?
Well, obviously Tiger King, just like everybody else.
Of course.
Had one of the guys from Tiger King on my podcast at one point. I just watched Bad Education, which is fantastic, which is a movie.
Yes.
I'm hooked right now on The Great, which is Elle Fanning. It's sort of a fictionalized, believe it or not, comedic version of the life of Catherine the Great, and it's amazing.
I enjoyed your Mother's Day podcast, and you had your guests share embarrassing mom moments. And since we all do know Joan, tell us about the singing incident that you endured on the Atlantic City boardwalk.
Oh, my God. And by the way, that happened more than once.
Oh.
That was like every time my mom played Atlantic City. So, you know, my parents, thought it was hilarious to embarrass me, which is probably still why I'm in therapy. And every time we'd be in Atlantic City and my mom would be performing there and we'd be going for a walk on the boardwalk, my parents would insist on singing at the top of their lungs, totally off key, on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. And I would literally just cringe.
So you're talking about the Drifter song Under the Boardwalk, right?
No, I'm talking, on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, old one.
Oh, that's a different song. I didn't know. Will you share some of that? Or?
Hell no.
All right, we don't have much time, and I have so much to talk to you about, Melissa. You have your 19-year-old son, Cooper. He's home from college and quarantined with you. And I think you said a number of times that Cooper is your mom's greatest legacy. So in what kinds of ways did they enjoy each other's company?
Well, first of all, they both loved messing with me. And my mother, you know, and he went along for the ride. A lot of it was like, they had a lot of don't tell your mother. You know, they would go do something that was absolutely unacceptable, and it was a lot of don't tell your mother. She always had something good in her purse.
Oh.
You know, and Ma and Grandma was a lot more fun than Mommy. I mean, I would come home from work, and the two of them would be laying on the couch watching TV, eating bowls of ice cream an hour before dinner. And then my mom would look at me and be like, you know, Melissa, you've really got to make sure he eats more vegetables. I'd be like, stop feeding him ice cream an hour before dinner, and I might have a fighting chance.
Let's move on to fashion, because clearly you are so well known for that. Do you think the quarantine has lowered the bar for people wanting to look good? I mean, jammies all day?
I don't think we've had a choice.
Or no pants during Zoom business calls? Come on.
Come on. Look at what everyone's doing. I'm at the point, and I hit it quite a while ago, that everything I've worn just goes in the wash and then comes back upstairs. It does not get put away. And I've been wearing like the same six things. Now it doesn't even get out of the laundry basket. I just pick through it. And I've never had to, and the amount of towels I'm washing is ridiculous.
See, I go a couple days sometimes and don't take a shower. I mean, I don't sweat much, and I probably shouldn't admit that.
Well, I do shower every day, and I'm very proud that I've kept that, because some of my friends have not.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten really bad about, you know, certain things like washing my hair. And if I do wash it, I'm not blow drying. I'm not drying it. So it looks just like I stuck my finger in a light socket. And that's one of the things actually we talked about in the podcast with Harley is we're all coming out of quarantine and we all look like we actually look, which is not good.
Well, I understand because you've spent your life kind of evaluating and judging people and their looks. So now the mirror is in your face.
All of us, though.
Yeah. That's...
My guy friends, I mean, seriously, I've never seen more dad bods in my life.
Dad bods.
You know, all my guy friends who were like always still going to the gym and, you know, keeping it together. Literally, it's just like their abs have given up.
All right, so Melissa, where can we get Melissa Rivers group text? It's where people can basically eavesdrop on your life. I love it. How do they get to it?
On all your different platforms. Well, you can always find it on iTunes and all these different places.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I can't tell you how enjoyable it was to get a little piece of your life here on our show this morning in New Hampshire. Melissa Rivers group text, check it out today on all your favorite podcast platforms. You have a great day, Melissa. Thanks for talking.
You too.